when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Yeah, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking a question.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Of 11,521. Junior Perez's birthday gift to himself was the decisive blow. The Lugnuts scored five runs in the bottom of the third inning, capped by a three-run inside the Parker from Junior on his 22nd birthday. And they went on to beat Lake County 7-4 on 7-4. Hello and welcome in on July the 5th. Will they win 7-5 today? Alongside Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We are back at Jackson Field for the second game of a six-game series. And Adam, this game has to be anticlimactic. No way can live up to the opener.
Wow, yeah, what kind of encore do you have from yesterday? What a great atmosphere we saw from all the fans, and then the Lugnuts delivered for them all before we got the fireworks after the game. Lansing with that big five-run third inning, two home runs, sent nine batters to the plate. Got good pitching from Kumar Nambiar and a spot start, and then from Brady Basso, and then got insurance late from Caden Trenkel, and as you said, a second straight July 4th where the Nuts win 7-4.
So what do we have today? We have Jake Garland going to the mound against the team that he made his Midwest League debut against, and it was fantastic. On May the 18th, seven innings, two hits, one run, 10 strikeouts, but since then, Adam, he has not reached the same heights.
Yeah, he hasn't. Maybe this is the good luck charm, is he can face this Lake County order again back at home just as he did the first time out and try and get back on the same course. But yeah, he's given up four runs, two runs, three runs, eight runs, six runs in the starts since that one run, 10 strikeout performance against the Captains. Just hasn't quite been able to get into a groove. But all it takes is one start to kind of get in rhythm, and maybe that start comes tonight.
On the other side, Rodney Boone was really good against the Lugnuts a year ago. However, earlier this year, go back to May the 16th, he allowed home runs to Max Muncy and Junior Perez, two guys who homered yesterday, gave up five runs in all, although Lake County came back and beat the Lugnuts 6-5.
Yeah, all five runs coming against him. As you mentioned, they found some home run pop, and it's humid, hot again tonight. Maybe they can find some success against Rodney Boone. You'd love, again, after how that series ended in Great Lakes, difficult ending to it, if you could start off with two victories this week here at home.
So that's the starting pitching matchup, Garland against Boone. Here's the rest of the starting lineup, and let's begin with Omir Santos and the Lake County Captains who come in at 2-8 in the second half, 33-42 overall for the High A Cleveland Guardians affiliate in the Midwest League. Leading off in center field is Jake Fox. Batting second, the second baseman Nate Furman. Heading third, shortstop Milan Tolentino. At this point, the lineup has followed the exact same as it did yesterday. But now here's where things diverge. Because the cleanup hitter is last year's first rounder for Cleveland, the right fielder out of James Madison, Chase DeLauder, cleans up. Batting fifth, the left fielder Joe Lampe. Heading sixth, the DH, Jorge Burgos. Batting seventh, third baseman Diane Frias. Heading eighth at first base, Will Bartlett. And then rounding off the order, a debut, the catcher Richard Potts, and his first game in the Midwest League. Box Furman Tolentina, DeLauder Lampe Burgos, Frias Bartlett, and Paz. Adam, your thoughts?
Yeah, you struck the nerve when you mentioned Chase DeLauder. I want to see this guy. Just his fifth game with Lake County, but they took him early for a reason. He's got good talent, so let's go with him in that cleanup spot tonight as our spotlight hitter.
On the other side, for Craig Conklin's Lansing Lugnuts, Max Muncy leads off at shortstop, batting second in right field, Caden Trenkel. Heading third, the catcher Daniel Susak. Batting fourth, first baseman Danny Batista Jr. Heading fifth, center fielder Junior Perez. Batting sixth, third baseman Jack Winkler. Heading seventh, second baseman A. Rubio Anales. Heading eighth, the DH Brian Wilbus. Batting ninth, left fielder Clark Elliott. Muncy, Trenkel, Susak, Batista Jr., Perez, Winkler, Anales, Wilbus, Elliott. Adam, a quick spotlight nuts.
I'm going to go with Jack Winkler. Had a double in last night's game, kind of overshadowed by all the home runs, but let's go with Mr. Winkler tonight.
Down to the field we go.
All right, ready to play ball here in Michigan State Capitol as we get ready for game number 76 tonight for the Lansing Lugnuts. 35-40 and 10 games into the second half. They're 4-6 trying to climb their way up the standings. They are in front of Lake County, who's 33-42, 2-8 in the second half. Lansing won last night 7-4 to open the series. We'll see if Jake Garland can get things started. Put together a good pitching performance tonight. It is humid, as we talked about here in Lansing, Michigan. Kind of feels like rain is in the forecast for later. It's felt like that kind of like last week from Midland down here to Lansing. 88 degrees, though. Overcast, kind of cloudy skies with some light blue above. 10-mile-an-hour winds and that humidity sitting just short of 50%. With the call of the game, number 76 in 2023, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Stressler.
Adam Jackson, let's go through the Lansing Lugnuts defense before we reach the mismatched umpiring crew. Clark Elliott is in left, in center, Junior Perez. I'm in right field, Caden Trenkel. At first base, Danny Batista Jr. At second, A. Rubel Anales. The shortstop's Max Muncy with Jack Winkler over at third. And the catcher's Daniel Susak. The man on the mound, Jake Garland. And the umpires wearing the baby blue shirts. The home plate umpires, Brandon Tipton. Wearing the black shirt. The bases umpires, Chad Patterson, down to the field. Play ball declared. And Adam, let's get into your keys. For the big right-hander from Miami, Jake Garland.
Well, it's simple, Jesse. Not anything too complicated. Find the zone, utilize multiple pitches, and get ahead of these batters. And I think get off to a good start. First, second inning, see if you can limit the damage and try and get through the top of this order, which is a challenging order, and do it successfully.
Jake Fox steps in. The time is 7:04. The first pitch, a ground ball hopping foul at the right side. We are underway 1 minute early. Adam was asked by a couple of fans earlier today, do they start these games on time?
He said Terry Alpert never lets us down. He always starts on time.
0-1. Off speed down low. One ball, one strike on Jake Fox. Fox in yesterday's series opener was 1-for-4, a walk and a single, his final two plate appearances. slightly open stance from the left. That twirling. The pitch, just a little in. Maybe a little low, too. Two balls and one strike from Garland. Step back, the leg kick, the pitch. A bouncer this time on a high hop to first baseman Batista Jr. Right to his base unassisted. One batter up, one batter retired. That is an easy indicator. Jake Garland can get grounders. You know that two-seamer is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And the one-seam sinker that he throws, too. Big right-hander. Out of Jupiter, Florida, deals to Nate Furman. A ground ball hit on a high hop. Once again, the Batista Jr. kept it fair. Steps on the base just ahead of Furman. Out number two, 3-U on your scorecard once again.
It's part of the reason, Jesse, that through his 13 games combined with Stockton and Lansing, although he may have struggled here recently with Lansing, between those two, he's given up just two home runs. He does a great job of keeping the ball low in the zone.
Now Milan Tolentino, a third straight left-handed batter, takes low ball one. Two outs, nobody on as Garland looks for the perfect frame. No score in the top of the first. The wind, the pitch, and that's right in there for a called strike. Two-seamer. Tolentino, the shortstop. Yesterday, 2-for-4. Single, double, and a walk. Grounds right side. Great play made by Anales to his left. Pops up and throws to first to record the out. Well, three outs on the ground, but that last one was the hardest, and a star and extra on the scorecard as Anales left his feet going to his left to snag it, and then he stood up to whip it over to Batista Jr. and retire Tolentino. Onward to the bottom of the first inning. Lake County nothing, Lansing coming up.
Exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Koran, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jackson. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Max Muncy, Caden Trekla, and Daniel Susak are coming up for the Lugnuts. They'll take on this Lake County defense. Richard Paz is the catcher, Will Bartlett's at first, Nate Furman's at second. Milan Tolentino plays short, Diane Frias is at third. The outfield, Joe Lampe is in left, Jake Fox in center, Chase DeLauder in right to support the man on the mound, the lefty Rodney Boone. Deals to the right-handed hitting, Max Muncy. Pitch on its way. Off the outside corner, ball one. No score between the Lake County Captains and the Lansing Lugnuts. 24-game season series between these two teams. 1-0. Muncy bounces it to the second baseman, Furman waits back, and then that ball took a wicked hop off the fringe of the grass. It's into shallow right center. Muncy hustles in for second. The throw in, the tag, late. And it's a hustle, bad hop, double from Max Muncy. He had a leadoff double yesterday, but the double yesterday was off the top of the left center field wall. And this one was the exact opposite. Adam, that ball was not hit all that hard, but it's better to be lucky than to be good.
All I'm going to do, Jesse, is go to the box score at the end of the year and see how many doubles did Max Muncy have. Oh, okay. You're not going to remember how they were hit, where they were hit, how it happened. Fortunate for Max Muncy to start this game. You know, he's running good the last couple of nights.
16th double of the year. Yesterday, a double followed by a homer. Stay tuned. Next up, Caden Trunkle, who takes ball one from the lefty Boone. Adam, how about Rodney Boone?
Yeah, Rodney Boone is a guy that the Lugnuts have already faced this season. And they, as mentioned, they did pretty well against him. Got five runs, hit a couple of home runs. He's given up 11 long balls this year, the lefty, but Lansing lost that performance back in May, 6-5, as the Captains came back. So second time to see him, first time at home.
I mentioned the 24 games in the season series this year. This is game number 14. Lake County has currently won 7 of the first 13. No score, bottom of the first. The pitch, Trenkle takes a called strike on the outside corner at the knees. Rodney Boone could be a velo boy. That's the inner circle of the Lugnuts bullpen reserved for lefties who throw in the 80s. Rodney Boone is a lefty who works in the 80s, and very smartly. 1-1. Hit on the air, out to left center field. Joe Lampe heads over. Jake Fox, the center fielder, there, but it's Lampe the catch. At second, the tag by Muncy. A throw-in is cut as Muncy arrives at third standing. Trenkle the flyout for out number one. But the potential first run of the game, now 90 feet away.
It's a productive out. It's not exactly what Trenkle wanted, but you at least move the runner over, and as mentioned, now 90 feet away from taking the lead.
Daniel Susak is the next man. An appeal at second base to see if Max Muncy left too early. An appeal successful. Max did not tag up, and he's out at second. It's a double play. He did not wait long enough until the left fielder Lampe made the catch. Two outs and nobody on. And now Rodney Boone can really work to bear down on Daniel Susak. The pitch. Floating outside, ball one. How about that? So instead of a runner at third base, one out, and the Lugnuts threatening. Heads up play by the Lake County defense. Susak swings, strikes a line drive to center field, and that's down for a base hit. It gets right past Jake Fox, all the way to the wall. Susak rushes around to second base. He's not stopping. He's going for third. A throw into third base, one hops in late. It's a triple for Susak. So Muncy's mistake cost the Lugnuts for the moment the game's first run. Susak picks up his fourth triple of the year, we assume. We'll check in with the official score because of the misplay by Fox in center. But the official score has ruled yes, triple for Susak.
Wow, Daniel Susak showing his wheels again. Fourth triple, big swing there and a misplay helps him out.
Now Danny Bautista Jr. takes a curveball very high, ball one. Yesterday was wild, and today is showing early signs, Adam, of not being your everyday baseball game.
I'm here for wild.
Two outs. Susak at third. Lefty Boone deals. Bautista Jr. swings and misses the off-speed. One ball, one strike. Rodney Boone works in the 70s and the 80s. Bautista Jr., another hit yesterday. It was 1-for-4. The deal. Sky. Out into shallow right field, second baseman Furman heads out. Furman called off on the catch made by the bare-headed right fielder DeLauder rushing in. Side retired. A double and a triple for the Lugnuts, but only one runner left on and no runs scored. And we go to the second inning from Lansing, Michigan. It's the Lugnuts and the Captains, nothing to nothing.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Courts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
was a 1-2-3 top of the first inning for Jake Garland on three grounders. The last out, made in sparkling fashion by the second baseman, Avery Villanueva. So he takes on 4-5-6. That means Chase DeLauder, who swings and lines the first pitch he sees, stung into center field, a base hit. And that's the way that the second inning begins. Leadoff single for DeLauder to center. First base runner for Lake County. Captains and Lugnuts, no score. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Joe Lampe is coming up next. So now, Adam, we have seen a double, a triple, and a single in this game. Double and a triple, courtesy of the Lugnuts first rounders. Single, courtesy of the captain's first rounder. The pitch. Lampe takes the curve, the knuckle curve called a strike on the inside corner.
Yeah, how many times have you seen a half inning where you get a double and a triple, but no runs?
Very rarely. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, 0-1. Drops low. And Max Muncy led off with a double, but did not tag up properly on a fly out to left by Caden Trenkel. But Lake County caught him. Joe Lampe yesterday was 1-for-4, a double his first time up. Here's the pitch. Line drive hooked down the right side. That's a fair ball and a base hit, and it heads into the right field corner. DeLauder flashes around to third base. He is held up right there. In right field, Trenkel hits his cutoff man, Anales, stopping at second with a second double in as many games. Joe Lampe.
I think the Lugnuts are fortunate there that they didn't send DeLauder there. Just trying to be safe and make sure that they don't run into that first out, but it looked like he clearly was going to come in and score before that relay was going to make it home. But they play it safe, and maybe this benefits the Nuts.
11th double of the season for Lampe. We'll see, Adam. Second and third, nobody out. Here's Jorge Burgos. Burgos yesterday followed a double by Milan Tolentino with an RBI single. That's the plot of Lake County's first run. No score as of yet. First pitch. He takes a called strike on the breaking ball. Burgos is the sixth of six consecutive left-handed batters for Garland to face opening up the lineup. Three ground outs, one single, one double. Fastball jackknifes him down and in. One ball, one strike on Burgos, DHing today. Hails from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. He is 21 years of age. Won't turn 22 until the very end of the year, late December. Corner infielders in midway. The pitch. Chopper up the right side, but foul over where it's painted Jackson Field in white on the green grass. One ball, two strikes on Burgos. Right now, the center fielder Perez is standing in the shadow of the video board. Shadows from left are starting to encroach upon the left fielder, Elliott. They haven't found him yet. The pitch, up and inside, turning away Burgos. Two balls and two strikes. Very different sort of energy from the crowd today compared to yesterday. But on the other hand, much more dogs today than yesterday.
A little bit more of a relaxed vibe. You gotta come down from the July 4th high, you know?
Yes. Yes, you do. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball right of the mound. And for the plate, DeLauder, picked up by Anales, swings it to first in time. Burgos is out, but he knocks in DeLauder. 1-0 Lake County with Lampe taking third.
Well, that's baseball right there. Nothing flashy, but that gets the job done. Anales playing back in his normal position, so no chance to go home. It's a weakly hit, kind of script ball. Burgos gets in the first run.
Hang on, Adam. That's baseball. This is all baseball. Diane Frias takes a called strike. That, too, was baseball.
That being baseball and the fact that it doesn't have to be the prettiest or the flashiest to be productive, right? You get the job done with a ground out.
Switch hitter batting from the left side. Frias swings and misses the breaking ball down and inside. Count is nothing at two. Don't have to be the prettiest to be productive. Describes this broadcast booth.
That's right, describing me. Get my work done despite my looks, Jesse.
Will Bartlett's on deck. Frias, the third baseman, batting seventh in the order. Garland throws. Bouncer hit toward third. One hop for Winkler, leaps up to snare, holds the runner, fires to first in time. Out number two. All five outs recorded by Garland have been on the ground. Because of that, Joe Lampe still is not in.
Really well done by Jack Winkler right there. Jumping up to grab it. You saw it. We saw Lampe come down the line a little bit, and then Winkler walked him back to the bag and then made the throw over to first base. No harm, no done. No harm, no foul there.
There's Will Bartlett. Yeah, that ball was fair. Bartlett takes a cold strike in the outside corner.
It was indeed.
Righty, righty. First true right-handed batter for Garland to face, and the last. Eighth place batter in the order. 1-0 captains, two outs. The pitch. That's buried and well blocked by Daniel Susak.
One, great block by Daniel with a runner at third base, but you give up back-to-back hits, pretty well struck, both of them. And if you can get out of this half inning with only one run given up, I think if you're Jake Garland, you feel really good about that.
Agreed. And right now, he's getting these captains to hit on top of the ball. The only hit out of the seven batters who faced him, only ball put into play that was not hit on the ground, was Lampe's double. A 1-1 pitch from Garland. That catches the outside corner. Strike two called to Bartlett. When last Will Bartlett was here in Lansing, Michigan, back in May, he was putting together a lengthy on-base streak. Comes in hitting 178. This is the 1-2. Fly ball, center field. Junior Perez backs up. It's well hit, but he runs it down. Bartlett got lipped. Perez makes the play. And after the first two hit safely and put runners at second and third with nobody out, well, Jake Garland allowed one run, but he stranded Lampe at third base. It's 1-0 Caps to 1.5 from Jackson Field.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
An RBI ground out by Jorge Burgos brings in Chase DeLauder. Lake County leads 1-0 going to the bottom of the second inning. Shout out to Carly, by the way, here on Sweet Level, keeping us company. Adam has stepped away to grab some fruit. The lefty Rodney Boone will take on the Lansing Lugnuts 5-6-7 batters in Perez, Winkler, and Angeles. Southpaw Boone to the right-handed hitting Junior Perez. Shows bunt, tried to, missed it, strike one. And another shout-out to room L510. Shout-outs are coming fast and furious. Email in Jake Oldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Pass along your message. 0-1, waved at and missed. Rodney Boone pulled the string. JGOLDSTRASS at LansingLugnuts.com. For Adam Jaxa at ADAMJKSA. 0-2. Fastball up and in just to keep him honest.
You remember 90s night?
I do remember 90s night.
That's my name, don't wear it out.
We never try, but we use it often. Junior Perez yesterday hit his sixth homer of the year, and it was inside the park or out to right center.
Use this guy's name often yesterday.
Jake Fox in center field is shading him to that right center. Triples out. 1-2. Off speed down. Two balls and two strikes. Rodney Boone, his team leading 14th start of the year for the Lake County Captains. 68 strikeouts. Now 56 and a third innings. Deals the 2-2. Perez swings and misses, and now it's 16-9. Change up to Phantom. One up and one down for Jack Winkler. One nothing, Captains. The right-handed hitting Winkler plays third base today, batting sixth. The pitch, inside ball one. Picked it up off the ground just to roll it to the catcher Ponce. Here's the pitch to Jack. A bouncer up the third base side, but a foul. Ball and a strike. Going back to yesterday, Adam. The Lugnuts scored 5 runs in the bottom of the third inning. That turned a 1-1 game into a 6-1 game. Started by Max Muncy home run, then the 3-run homer hit by Perez. We still had another run to score, though. Winkler swings and rockets this to left field. Back goes Lampy. It's gone on the home run hill. Homer number 2 this year for Winkler. Tie game 1-1.
Keep the long balls coming. It's 4 home runs the last 2 nights, and Jack showing off his strength here. Great to see.
12th home run allowed by Rodney Boone in 2023. What I was getting around to, and I shouldn't have beaten around the bush, was after the Junior Perez inside the park 3-run homer, as Winkler now gets to sport the Pikachu hat. Arribilanale swings, sends a fly ball to right field. DeLauder backs up, approaches the track, reaches out to make the catch, and suddenly he's at the ribbon board. That ball kept carrying. That's out number 2. Jack Winkler crushed a double, and then he was knocked in by a C.J. Rodriguez RBI single. That supplied the final blow in that bottom of the third inning. So Winkler stays hot. 2 outs, nobody on. 1-1 the score. On the batter's Brian Wilbus. DHing today, batting 8. The pitch. He drills this pitch to center field. Fox to his right. He runs it down, reaching up above his head, and suddenly he's at the Miller Lite billboard. Hard contact by Winkler, Anales, and Wilbus. The last 2 turned into the outs numbers 2 and 3. But the first one, that tied up the game. Jack Winkler goes yard. 1-1, Lugnuts and Captains going to the third inning with Adam Jackson taking over the call of the game.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there, as we come back for the top of the third at Jackson Field. Thanks so much for joining us. 1-1 our score now, thanks to the Jack Winkler home run. And here we are, tied at 1 with Jack second. It was an RBI ground out for Jorge Burgos in the second that got the Captains in front. So now the high A debut of Richard Paz. Nine-hitter steps in from the left against the righty Jake Garland. Long hold for Jake, the kick and the pitch. That's in there, strike 1. Following Paz, it'll go back to the top of the card. Jake Fox and Nate Furman. Paz just getting activated. Next pitch. And that misses, one ball, one strike. And this is first chance for the Lake County Captains. He was down in the Arizona Complex League for 7 games with the Guardians this season. Went 3-for-22 with 6 runs and an RBI. Pitch, bouncer off the plate, foul, first base side. 1-2. That looks like what a lot of captains have done tonight already. As Jesse had told you, we have already seen 5 ground balls of the 6 outs recorded. Next pitch. A little bit off the plate. 2-2. And 2 of those ground balls went right to the first baseman, Danny Bautista Jr. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball. Guess who? To Danny Bautista at first. Oh, and Paz fell down, lost his footing in the batter's box, so he didn't even make it out. Bautista steps on the bag, and there's one away. Must have tripped over himself. He is walking back gingerly, hobbled on that right foot, and grimacing as he makes his way to the dugout. So tough way to start his high A debut. Here's Jake Fox from the left side. The pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed at 85. Strike one. 1-1 our score. We're in the top of the third. Garland throws. Hard hit right back up the middle. It's a base hit. Into center field. Perez over to his left to pick it up. And again, the third time we've seen a well-struck ball tonight by a captain. Their third base hit and one on with one out in the third. So now it's Nate Furman that comes to the plate. 194 average. 9 driven in this year. The captains have gone back to the same uniforms that they wore last night. The baby blue tops, the captain logo on the left chest, and the gray pants. Go back to first, Bautista puts the tag on just a touch late on Fox. While Lansing goes back to their traditional home white uniforms, but they still have those July 4th themed American ball caps. The Lugnut logo in the red, white, and blue. Pitch home. Outside, 1-0. Lansing had the red uniforms last night with the blue sleeves that had the white stars on them. Lansing was in red, white, and blue across their chest. 1-0 pitch. Snaps the inside corner and hits the mitt of Susak. Strike one. What a great game last night to open up this series. And remember that one for a long time. 11,521 fans. The pitch, twisted out to left field. Up in the air, though. Elliott is there, makes the catch. 2 outs. I don't know if Clark Elliott had to move even half a step there. That thing came right to him, positioned perfectly in left field. So with 2 outs and 1 on, that brings up Milan Tolentino. 1-1 our score. We're in the top of the third at Jackson Field. Each team getting their lone run in the second. Garland still searching for that first strikeout, but has been effective so far. Righty on lefty. This is first pitch. Outside, maybe a touch high, ball one. Valentino hit the ball over to the right side of the diamond. Aribilangeles, who is patrolling the fringe at second base, made a nice diving stop, got it over to first in time. Quick throw back to first, safe the call. That was a closer play, though, on Jake Fox. As Danny Bautista continues to hold him on. Pitch home. A little bit outside. 2-0. Lansing playing up straight up defensively against the lefty Tolentino. And in the infield, Perez shaded a little bit towards left. Right center is free. Tranquil over towards right. The pitch, swing and a miss. 2-1. And then you've got Bautista holding on the runner at first base. So a hole up the first base side on the right side of the diamond. Big Jake Garland on the hill comes set from the stretch and throws. Kick back foul. 2-2. The Miami Hurricanes, 6'5", 235-pounder, 22 years old from Jupiter, Florida. He was the 17th round selection by the A's last year. tonight for Garland, making his 8th start with Lansing. So far his 14th start this season between A and high A ball. The pitch, a little bit down low, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Jake, he's not much of a strikeout pitcher, but the first time around against Lake County, he racked him up. That was his debut back on May 18th. Threw 10 strikeouts in that one. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there, strike 3. So there's his first tonight, and that leaves Jake Fox stranded at first base. Nice job by the big fella from the U. We head to the bottom of the third, tied at 1 at Jackson Field.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the last of the third here at Jackson Field, a sunny, high 80-degree evening on this Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. Good game so far in game 2 of this set of 6 this week between the Captains and the Lugnuts. And Lansing tied the score at 1 in the bottom of the second. Jake Garland just went out, put up another 0, so the Lugnuts will have a chance to grab their first lead. They've got 9-1-2 coming to the plate. Mark Elliott, Max Muncy, Caden Trinkle in the home whites tonight for the Nuts. Elliott, the lefty, 6 foot, 200-pound, 22-year-old from Barrington, Illinois. Second-round pick out of Michigan last year by the A's. And he faces the lefty, Rodney Boone. Kicking the pitch. Fastball away, ball one. Next pitch on its way home. That's down low. 2 balls, no strikes. Boone, the 8th-round selection in 2021 out of UC Santa Barbara. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike one. Second time he's facing the Nuts, and he's now giving up 3 home runs. Gave up his 3rd to Jack Winkler earlier tonight. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Clark Elliott. Make an extra set of time here as he kicks off some dirt in the left side of the batter's box. Second home run this week that went off of Home Run Hill, which is much less busy than it was last night. You couldn't even see the green grass out there with all the fans that had put down their blankets and towels. 2-2, swing and a miss. Elliott over the top of that change. And it is the 2nd strikeout for Rodney Boone. One away. I mean, it was really covered out there, and both sets of one. If you have been to Jackson Field, you've got the shorter hill in left with the grass, and then you've got a longer one out in right center. It covers from center all the way over towards the wall nearly. Pitch, hard hit by Muncy down the left field line. That ball is off the top of the 23-foot wall. Diving stop by Lampy and left. Muncy coasts in with a double. So Max Muncy, the last 2 nights, now has 4 extra base hits and 3 doubles. That was pummel.
It
we've talked about it with Max Muncy, that he is effective when he goes after that first pitch, and he did so there, batting nearly 500 when he swings and puts that first pitch in play, and that was a rocket off the 23-foot wall. If that wall is any shorter, that's a home run. Here's Cannon Trinkel. First pitch up high, ball one. So one on, one out, 1-1 our score, bottom three. Trinkel flied out to left field in his first at-bat, thought he had moved Muncy to third. Pitch, lifts it out to left, Lampe underneath of it, backing up towards the track, makes the catch. Muncy won't go this time as the throw comes into third. There's two outs. First time in that opening frame, Max Muncy left second base a little bit too early, and then Lake County appealed it. They won the appeal. Muncy was out. It was a double play. And then Susak, two pitches later, hit a triple, which would have scored the run. So Muncy is at second. Susak up to the plate. The pitch home. That's on the outside part of the plate. Strike one. First time Susak came up last night. Sent a dribble through the right side that scored Muncy from second. Susak then did that in his next at-bat, getting the base hit, and nearly did it a third time last night. 0-1. It's down low. Good block by Paz. That's Muncy back to second base. So Lugnuts on that hard hit double from Muncy. Now out hitting Lake County. 4-3. You joined us last week in Midland. Jesse and I talked a lot about the struggles offensively, specifically extra base hits. And then Lansing finally broke through with those extra base hits to get that first win in the series. All four of their base hits tonight have been extra base hits. The pitch, that's outside, 2-1. Muncy doubled in the first and the third. Susak tripled his fourth this year in the first. And then Winkler hit the home run. Welcome to hitter-friendly Jackson Field. I think the Lugnuts are happy to be home. Pitch, outside, 3-1. Susak trying to draw the first walk of the night and extend this half inning. Lansing had just one walk last night. It was a five-pitch at bat to C.J. Rodriguez. Not a team that walks a ton. 3-1 pitch. Twisted foul, first base side, that heads to the bleachers and out of play. So we'll have a 3-2 pitch coming up here to Daniel Susak. Lugnuts last in the league, by the way, with 217 walks on the year. Next closest is Beloit with 234. The pitch, sprayed down the right field side. That's heading out towards Lark Street, but foul as it hits the net that blocks from the traffic. The Great Lakes Loons, by the way, are the team that have walked the most. 329 walks. It's over 100 more than last place Lansing. Lugnuts love to put the ball in play. The pitch. Swing and a miss. No, he did foul Tippett, and that goes to the backstop. So Susak is able to stay alive. Well, and two, if you're thinking, well, Lansing doesn't walk a lot, so they must strike out a lot. No, no. They are third to last in the league in strikeouts, and that's a good thing. Just 622, where the Dayton Dragons lead the league with 842. So the Nuts, they don't walk a lot. They don't strike out a lot. That means put the ball in play a lot. We'll see if Daniel Susak can do that here. 3-2. He chased it up high and out of the zone. Would have been ball four, but instead it's the third strikeout for Rodney Boone, and the Nuts leave Muncy stranded at second. We head to the fourth, tied at one at Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her you should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship. but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tips and identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Quarks, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the fourth inning we go at Jackson Field here in Michigan State Capitol, tied at one as Jake Garland comes back out on the hill. His first pitch, hard hit on the ground, first base side, it's fair and heading towards the bullpen area, kicks around off the wall, picked up by Trinkle. Dillard is into second and it's a stand-up double. He has attacked the first pitch tonight in both at-bats and now is halfway to a natural cycle with a single and a double. So DeLauder playing in just his fifth game as a Lake County captain. He is doing just fine so far. Two hard hit balls, one up the first base side, the other right back up the middle. Lake County trying to grab their second lead of the night. Here's Joe Lampe from the left side. Pitch home. Down low, good sweeping stop from Daniel Susak. Defensively tonight, the Nuts with Clark Elliott in left, Junior Perez in center, Caden Trinkle in right. Shift in the infield, Jack Winkler at third, Max Muncy at short. Winkler playing closer to that shortstop position with Muncy at short holding on DeLauder at second. The pitch home, popped up, right side of the diamond, not deep, Trinkle under it, coming in, timing it up, stops, comes forward to make the catch and slings it over to second where Muncy cuts it off. DeLauder has to stay put, one away. So next up is Jorge Burgos. Burgos, the lefty, dropping down in the order tonight, had an RBI ground out in his first at bat. Burgos batted cleanup last night. The pitch, left-hander takes it a little bit high and outside. Ball one. Four hits apiece for each team, one run apiece for each team, and no errors apiece for each team. Identical up there, the run hits an error column. Ready, Garland throws. Breaking ball drops in, strike one. A mix of pitches for Jake Garland. Two-seam fastball, as he taps it, a one-seam sinker, changeup, knuckle curve, and a slider for the big righty. Set from the stretch, peeks at DeLauder at second, comes home. Lifted out to right field, hit well. Trinkle is going back, he's at the track looking up, and that's up onto the grass. A two-run shot for Jorge Burgos, his seventh this year. Captains in front, 3-1. That for Lake County, their first home run of the series, and their 45th on the season. So two extra base hits against Jake Garland in this half inning, and just the third home run he's given up this season between Stockton and Lansing. It's now back-to-back games, though, where he's given up a home run. Great Lakes and now here against the Captains. First pitch home. Breaking ball up high to Diane Frias, rather. 1-0. So once again, Lansing chasing the Captains. Pitch. Down low, 2-0. Third extra base hit tonight for the Captains in their five hits. Pitch, bouncing ball, first base side, fair, snagged by Bautista behind the bag, and he runs to first, two outs. Boy, he is busy over there. That is now four ground outs to Danny Bautista, and that one really, he just reached on over the line to grab that one. It was right down the chalk. and Danny was able to win the race. So a good bounce back there for Garland with two outs. First pitch home. In there, belt high, strike one to Will Bartlett.
It's a little bit of the feature, Adam, of all these left-handed batters pulling the ball down the line.
Pitch home. It's a little bit wide. Lugnuts will take it. Captains will take their three extra base hits and their three runs, up 3-1 in the top of the fourth. It's a 1-1 pitch. It's down low. 2-1. Garland working quick, trying to get that final out. Pitch home. Checked it, went around. Two balls, two strikes. Well, he's going so quick, I dropped my pen. I didn't think I was going to be able to find it before he threw the next pitch. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball left the zone. Bartlett couldn't lay off of it, and there's the second strikeout for Jake Garland. Does give up a two-run homer after the double from DeLander and the homer from Burgos. 3-1, Captains last in the fourth. Trivia time. We return to Michigan State Capitol.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
What do you say we spice things up with some trivia here in the bottom of the fourth inning? 3-1, Captains leading as we bring you back to Jackson Field. Danny Bautista up to the plate first against the lefty Rodney Boone. Diagonally standing, third base side of the slab, throws home. Pitches down low, ball one. Jesse, are you amped up for trivia tonight?
It is a day ending in a Y, so yeah.
I like that answer. 1-0. Hard hit on the ground towards short, scooped up by Tolentino, throws across, and a stretch down from Bartlett in time. There's one away. All right. Well, trivia question tonight featuring one of the great A's. I believe they tapped him the man of S-T-E-A-L. The man of steel, Ricky Henderson. Junior Perez, one day past his day of birth in 2001, July 5, the pitch. That's inside, ball one. Ricky Henderson did something today back in 1993 that hadn't been done in 60 years. The 1-0 pitch. That's on the outside part of the plate. 1-1. It was part of a doubleheader that the Athletics were playing. 1-1 pitch. Did he offer? No, he didn't. 2-1. What was the feat that he accomplished that hadn't been done in 60 years on this day back in 1993? It's an offensive feat. 2-1 pitch. Up high, outside, 3-1.
It was offensive.
Offensive as in runs, hits, scoring, that type of offensive. The 3-1 pitch. Check swing, pop-up, shallow right field. DeLander is coming in, has the catch, and there's two outs. Not the offensive, like, offensively minded right?
Right.
That's the new talk show here in Lansing. No, this was offensive in a good way. So the accomplishment Ricky Henderson had in a doubleheader on this day back in 1993 that hadn't been done in 60 years. Give us your guesses. At Adam Jackson, at Jay Goldstress on Twitter. Jack Winkler steps in. First pitch fastball at the knees, strike one, or the email, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. I answer that trivia question for you in the seventh. 3-1, captains. The pitch, lined out to right center field. DeLauder is on the run, looking up, and he snags the ball just before it hits the wall. He reached up last second, running to his right on the warning track, and takes away extra bases for a second time tonight. For Jack Winkler. What a grab, and what can this man not do? We head to the fifth, 3-1. Captains leading, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler on the mic when we return.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Al-Anon can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Joe Donovan replaced Richard Paz defensively in the bottom of the third inning. He'll lead off here for his first at-bat in the top of the fifth. It'll be Donovan followed by the top of the order in Fox and Furman. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Coming your way from Michigan State Capitol, Captains leading 3-1 over the Lugnuts and the righty Jake Garland. Righty-righty, Garland to Donovan. On the outside corner, strike call. Donovan thought that he was going to get today off, but Richard Paz injured himself in his very first plate appearance. 0-1. Off the outside corner, ball one. Richard just called up to the Midwest League from single A to replace the promoted Miguel Ramirez. Donovan grounds it to second baseman Anales. Fields throws to first. One out. Now to the top of the order in Jake Fox. Tomorrow night will be a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday here in Lansing, Michigan. We anticipate that the lefty Steve Hadger for the Captains will take on the Lugnuts right-hander Jose DiCochea. Righty deals to lefty. Fox takes. Ball one outside. Fox is 1-for-2. A ground out and a single up the middle. The pitch coming. Inside corner, strike call. Fastball from Garland snapping in.
What kind of summer Thirsty Thursday crowd do you think we get, Jesse?
Breaking ball misses down and in. 3-1, Lake County is the lead in the top of the fifth, speeding briskly right around. It's a good question from Adam. A 2-1 pitch. That's all a called strike on the outside corner. Good backdoor breaking ball. Time granted to the batter, Fox. Coors Light Thirsty Thursday crowds change over the course of the year. When the season starts in April, it's very cold, but also Michigan State University is in session. Summer school is currently ongoing. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. Garland records his third strikeout, whipping Fox right number two. Meanwhile, we are located in Michigan State Capitol. It is really a fantastic location for the Lansing Lugnuts, directly downtown, just a couple of blocks away from the Capitol, and then 8 minutes drive away from East Lansing. So there's a lot going on in this whole metropolitan area. The pitch to Nate Furman, batting left. Strike one called inside corner. The knuckle curve.
We're on the banks of the Grand River. They're on the banks of the Red Cedar. Yada, yada.
01. Knuckle curve outside corner. Strike 2 call. Garland looks for a perfect top of the fifth. Lugnuts down 3-1. Lake County scored a run in the second inning against Garland. Added 2 more in the fourth on the Burgos 2-run homer. Deals the 0-2. Bounced it in, down and away. Berman takes ball 1. I think that the crowd will be a nice one out. I think that they're expecting a good crowd tomorrow. And then for the crowds to grow throughout the weekend. The pitch, up high, ball 2.
Well, everyone should be back from the lakes, right? And back from the cabins, and now back to work. So now, you know, how do you cut the week a little bit shorter? Come have some baseball and some drinks.
2-2 pitch. Swing the bouncer foul at home plate. You found time to go tubing in the midst of all of this, right?
I did.
So you came back from the cabin for baseball.
I absolutely did. I'd like to successfully say that if you yawn on the tube when my uncle is driving the boat, he flips you, and he didn't get me this year.
2-2. The curveball ripped foul off the right side. Berman is 0-2 with a ground out and a fly out. Got to keep this top of the fifth inning alive from La Tolentina. How far is that away from Jackson Field, the cabin?
That's about 3 hours, but it was an hour and a half from Midland. Worked out great.
Nice. Break even. Fly ball right field. Back goes Caden Trenkel. Back he goes. Trenkel reaches out and makes the catch right where the wall elbows deeper in right center. Berman hit it well. Jake Garland works a 1-2-3 for him against the 9-1-2 batters. Halfway to the house. Go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It remains Lake County 3, Lansing 1.
Our excellence is shining. Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will.i.am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
This is Kent Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jackson. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. The bottom of the fifth inning has arrived. Lugnuts trailing the Lake County Captains and Rodney Boone 3-1. Boone so far 45 pitches, 28 strikes through 4. He's allowed just one run on a Jack Winkler big fly. Southpaw deals to A. Rubio Anales. Fouled straight back. Anales might have chased one up. Strike 1. Anales, Welbas, Elliott, 7-8-9 in the order. Righty, lefty. Against the lefty, Boone. From the third base side of the rubber. Step back, the leg kick, the kick. The pitch is waved at and missed. The good off speed. And Anales chased. He's chased up, he's chased down. Nothing in two. 69 pitches on the other side for Jake Garland. To get through 5 innings. John Beller's warm-up. Anale swings and lifts it shallow left, right down the line. Long run, Lampy, and it falls for a base hit. Anale rounds first base, and it's right back to the bag. Lampy's throw arrives into second. On an 0-2 pitch, Anale has a leadoff single. And the Lugnuts have their fifth hit of the game, but it's their first extra, or it's their first non-extra base hit of the game. It's their first single of the game. They already had 2 doubles, both by Muncy. A triple from Susak, a home run from Winkler. And here now a single to bring up Welbas. All right, Welbas lined out to deep center his first time. Shows butt, pulls back, fastball high, ball one. Nobody out, Lugnuts down, 3-1. Robas fouls this pitch away to the right side. John Beller warming up in the Lugnuts pen. Bullpen is relatively rested. Boone says yes to the sign from catcher Donovan. Pitch, fastball up and in. Ron Whittlesey, Stevie Emanuels, each of them 3 days rest coming into today. Beller at 2 days rest. Yesterday, Lardner and Ambiar used Ambiar as an opener. Lardner is the closer. Swing and a miss by Brian Guelbas. Count is 2-2. They bookended Brady Basso as the Lugnuts went all lefty a day ago en route to a 7-4 win.
I really like how they put that together, Jesse, because it's not the plan that they were planning to go to start the day, but they found a way, they got through it, and they pitched a pretty good game yesterday.
Yes, they did. Two balls, two strikes on Guelbas. Boone delivers. Ground ball foul up the left side. If you take on Rodney Boone as a batter, it becomes, Adam, I would argue, a chess match.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out how fast is this next pitch coming in. And if you guess wrong, he can make you look awful silly. If you guess right, as we've seen, hard contact results. Nobody out, runner at first, the pitch. Fastball high. Guelbas not tempted. Three balls and two strikes on Guelbas. Clark Elliott is waiting on deck. Boone is struck at 3, alongside those 5 hits. 3-1 caps, the pitch. Line drive center field, Jake Fox comes in. It falls for a base hit. He went for the deke on Anales, fires it in, not in time for the shortstop Tolentino. Anales did the proper move as the runner. Went at least halfway to the second and maybe a little bit more so, just in case it would fall. It fell, he got up there before the force play.
Yeah, that's great stuff. That's redemption for earlier. We talked about Max Muncy left a little bit too early on attack. Lugnuts got caught with a double play here on Hales. Perfect. Halfway, judge it, then wait for Fox. It drops, and he's able to scurry into second. Great to see Brian Guelbas get one to land fair and get a base hit. Nuts have a great threat brewing here with nobody out.
That snaps an 0-for-20 schneid for Brian. Two singles. Nobody out, down 3-1. Clark Elliott takes ball one on a high fastball. Good speed on the bases, two for the Lugnuts, with Anales at second and Guelbas at first. Elliott struck out swinging his first time. Lefty deals to lefty. Boone hits the outside corner. Strike call.
We got another speedster here in the box, too, if he can put one in play.
And we've got a section on the left side shouting nuts via the encouragement of a pit crew member. 1-1. Line drive right center field. Can Fox get there in time to his left? Yes, he can. Quickly plays it in. Holds Anales at second. Meanwhile, back to first base goes Guelbas. Clark Elliott making a bid for a third consecutive base hit. And they've had Jake Fox running all over the place. With one away, the lineup flips over for Max Muncy. 2-for-2 with two doubles.
Yeah, just a little bit too far underneath that baseball there. He lined it out pretty well, but blooped it out to center. And Foxy's got good speed, so out the cart, going to have to deliver.
The pitch to Muncy. Stays away. Pitch upstairs for ball one. Because it is that guessing game of the changing of speeds for Rodney Boone, I would argue, Adam, that it matters even more when he falls behind the count. A 1-0 for Muncy. Again he takes, again it's high, and the count is 2 balls and 0 strikes. You know Rodney Boone does not want to give in. Tying runs are on. Muncy has 9 hits in his last 19 at-bats. 4 singles, 4 doubles. A triple, or I should say, a home run. 4 singles, 4 doubles, and a home run for Max. Boone went to the back of the rubber, played with the rosin bag, just trying to buy some time. Anales at second, Guelbas at first, one out. 3-1 caps. Pitch. Muncie takes ball three, high.
Is this about to be a big month for Max Muncie? He's off to an excellent start. Is this the breakout month for Max Muncie? He's had some pockets, some great moments this year, but we know that this guy is capable of really putting something together special offensively. He looks locked in to start this month.
His batting average 257 right now, highest it's been since April the 20th. It's July 5th now. 3-0. He takes a called strike. Snapped it in. 3-1.
Now be careful about giving this guy a fastball down the pipe here to try and get back in the count.
On deck, Caden Trenkel. If Boone misses, the bases will be loaded. 3-1. Muncie swings and misses. Runners take off. A throw to third base. Skips off the glove of Frias. Trickles down the line, but not far. Tolentino backed it up. Double steal. All the while, Muncie went over the top of the off-speed. Count is full as A. Rebialales steals his ninth base and Brian Wilbus steals his eighth.
Yeah, Boone was thinking the same thing. I'm not giving this guy a fastball. Now you change up the speed and maybe you try to go to the fastball to change it up here to see if you can get weak contact from Muncie.
A single would likely tie up this game at three. One out. Hale. Fouled up and away to the right side. Off speed from Boone. Low, thick clouds hanging above us. If we look over to our west, we see the sun setting. Stiflingly hot. 3-2. Muncie hits a high fly to left center field. Jake Fox from center backs up, builds momentum. He's under, makes the catch. Runners tag from second and third. A throw into third base, one hops in offline. So Wilbas is into third, all the while Anale scores in the Muncie sack fly. And the Lugnuts are within 3-2.
That's a good swing right there, though. You take that, gets the run home, and as you mentioned, still an opportunity to tie this thing up. Boy, he just missed another one.
29th RBI of the year for Max Muncie. His third sack fly. Two outs, tying run at third base for Caden Trenkel. Twice he's come up, twice he's flied out to the left fielder Lampy. Lefty to lefty, Trenkel lifts it foul up the left side. Lampy hoping for a chance. That ball's well back and out of play. Off the Pepsi porch. You can understand what's happening here, right? Rodney Boone working away, away, away on Trenkel. Caden Trenkel does not mind taking the ball to the opposite field. His first home run of the season came at Lake County, and it was Oppo. 0-1, high, ball one, fastball from Boone. Trenkel has three home runs this year. Home run number one of the year came against Lake County. Home run number three of the year came against Lake County, and it came yesterday against the reliever Sergio Maria. Crushed that to right center. 1-1 pitch. Off the outside corner. Two balls and a strike on Trenkel. I think, Adam, when I came into the year with Caden, I was expecting great defense, great patience, great approach, great base-stealing ability. Not this great power, too. A 2-1 with Wilbas dancing at third. Swinging and a miss. Right by him. Wilbas started the mad dash for the plate, then stopped. With the lefty Boone up there, his back is to the runner. 2-2 though, two outs, and the break even. In the air, in the infield, on the right side for the first baseman, Bartlett calls off everybody, makes the catch, and Wilbas is left at third base. Lugnuts do score 1-on-2 hits, and as we go to the sixth inning, it's a one-run game. The captain 3, the Lugnuts 2.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-RAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Petronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adajaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ask not for whom the beller tolls. It tolls for thee, Lake County. Lefty John Beller checks in. Jake Garland done after five innings. He allowed five hits and three runs, one in the second, a two-run homer to Jorge Burgos in the fourth. So the Lugnuts starting pitcher, the right-hander Garland, out of the game in line for the loss right now. It's Lake County 3, Lansing 2. 3-4 and 5 in Tolentino, DeLauder, and Lefty. Lefties against the lefty Beller. Pitch, hold a strike on the outside corner. That's how he starts off, Milan Tolentino. Beller signed as a minor league free agent by the Oakland A's. Black Sox high, deals. Fastball, just a little bit up. Aim for that outer edge. For John Beller, 21 appearances with the Lugnuts this year, 26 innings, and 34 strikeouts. League batting 253. Deals up and inside. Two balls, one strike on Milan Tolentino, who against the starter Garland went 0 for 2 with a ground out to second. Fine play made by the second baseman Anales. Had a strikeout. Watch it. Hitters count on 2-1. The breaking ball is popped up. Beller looks straight up at it to the front of the mound. He yields, and the third baseman Winkler takes it in. One out. And now get ready, because what we have learned from Chase DeLauder is the man is aggressive. DeLauder is 2 for 2 out of the cleanup spot. His first start of this series. He has singled, he has doubled, he has scored 2 of Lake County's 3 runs. In his 5th game with the captains here in High A, James Madison Duke. Here's the pitch to him. Strike called. Takes the first pitch, front door breaking ball. DeLauder entered last year's draft considered one of the best college hitters in the country, taken 16th overall. At 0-1, there's the breaking ball, fly foul off the left side. Winkler heads toward the stands. It's out of play. Bouncing up into the Pepsi porch. DeLauder from Frederick, Maryland, and off to JMU. James Madison Duke last year, 24 games. 437 batting average, the OBP 576. Returning from injury, takes a pitch outside. Came back 9 games in the Arizona Complex League, and now 4 games so far in the Midwest League before today. Quickly living up to his billing today. 1-2 from Beller. Slider outside, did it go on appeal? No. Check swing denied by the bases umpire Patterson. 2-2. Three to two, Lake County leads. One out, nobody on. Top of the sixth. The pitch, the slider smacked up the middle. Base hit center field. DeLauder's on again. Junior Perez plays it in. It's a one-out single for DeLauder, who is 3 for 3. He's right on that breaking ball. And now here comes Joe Lampe. One out base runner for the Cleveland Guardians High A affiliate. One run lead for Lake County after they fell yesterday 7-4 in the opener. Lampe is 1 for 2 with a double. Lefty to lefty. He swings and misses. Strike one. Just consider the 2022 draft. Speller made a nice leaping catch of that throwback to the man by Susak. In the first round last year, the Guardians selected Chase DeLauder. And then keep on following it all the way through. Pitch bends high. Because that draft has affected this Lake County Captains roster in a significant way. Here's Joe Lampe, third rounder last year. Hit it to him. Check swing went around too far on the breaking ball down and away. One ball, one strike. The Guardians last year selected DeLauder in the first round, and then with the 37th pick, they took Justin Campbell. He's not here. They took Parker Messick then for the second round. He is here. He started yesterday. Then Joe Lampe, their fourth pick, the third rounder. He's batting. 1-2. Swinging a dribbler foul at home plate. If you're wondering about Campbell, by the way. Justin Campbell has not made his first appearance in the Guardians organization yet. Nate Furman was their fourth rounder. Nate Furman is the starting second baseman for Lake County, the number two hitter in the order. That's right ahead of Tolentino, then DeLauder. 1-2 pitch. Now back over the netting. Breaking ball from Beller. So you can understand. Four of the top five picks for the Cleveland Guardians in last year's draft. Prominent roles on this Lake County captain's squad. First, DeLauder, one out, 1-2, missed outside. Lampe has been here with Lake County ever since opening day. Messick and DeLauder just joining the captains. So get ready for the second half run. They're going to be an interesting team. 2-2 pitch, Lampe swings, grounds it down the first base side, but foul. Danny Batista Jr. played it out, straddled the line, reached out, grabbed it. He was all set to start the reverse force double play, but no, sir. Two balls and two strikes on Lampe. The set, the pitch. Pop foul off to the left side and back it out of play. Joe Lampe is currently considered by MLB Pipeline the number 27 prospect in this Cleveland Guardians organization. The man at first, DeLauder, ranked the number 6 prospect. For whatever gravity you give to those rankings, fastball up and in, hit him. Oh, man. Lampe's all right, batting helmet knocked off. Takes off the elbow guard, takes off the shin guard. John Beller hits his fourth batter with a pitch, and two men are on for Lake County in this top half of the sixth inning, already with the captains leading 3-2. Only one out, and Jorge Burgos, who homered his last time up, is coming out. But first, here comes the pitching coach, Don Scholze. Meanwhile, for Joe Lampe, hit by a pitch for the fifth time this year, that could have been much worse.
I think, Jesse, we've had the best HBPs that you can have in this series because a lot of them are hitting the protection of the players. We saw them go off the helmet last night. That one either went off the elbow guard or off the helmet because he raised his elbows to try and get him out of the way. And boy, you never want to see anybody get hit by a pitch, but it's nice to see with the protection that they're wearing when that actually pays off and they don't actually get hurt.
You said it. Very short meeting for Scholze and Beller. The infielders back to their spots. Jorge Burgos this year is grounded into 3 double plays, in case you had that thought on your mind. The Lugnuts lead the Midwest League in turning double plays. Beller has coached 4 of them. Burgos is 1-for-2. He's knocked in all 3. The pitch. Check swing on the off speed. Did he go? On appeal? No. Ball 1. RBI ground out brought in DeLauder in the second. 2-run homer brought in DeLauder and Burgos himself in the fourth. 3-2 Lake County. There's DeLauder in scoring position in second. At first, Lampe. Pitch, slider, strike called. Broke across the outside corner as Burgos bent backward, fooled by the spin. 1-1. Beller sets, looks at DeLauder. Let's it fly. Fastball ran outside. Two balls, one strike on Jorge Burgos. Burgos, one of the youngsters on this captain's team. Hitters count on 2-1. He swings and pops it up. Infield fly rule is in effect as the shortstop Muncy handles. and between the pitcher's mound and second base. So Burgos is at number two.
I don't know, Jesse. I kind of think the infield fly rule is a bit of a bummer. Don't you think it'd be fun?
A bummer for who? For John Beller?
Yeah, I think it'd just be fun to watch how the base runners react and try and figure it out if there was no infield fly.
Here's Dan Frias. The pitch to him. In there, strike one called on the breaker. The whole point of the infield fly is what? To save those base runners so that an infielder doesn't let that ball fall. And then Muncy astutely turns a double play.
You know, all these games favoring the offense and these offensive rules. What about the love for the defense?
Nothing. Nothing. Lefty deals. Switch hitter batting right. Fouls this pitch away to the right. No balls, two strikes on Frias. Trying to think of rules that have been installed to help out the D just a little bit. Pitch clock. You know, keep the game going in rhythm. That way, those defenders don't lose their concentration. Brock Whittlesey, the bearded one, warming up in the lug nuts pen. Beller's 0-2, up high. Frias today has batted twice, and twice he's grounded out. Once to third, once to first. I have seen a play in which the umpires let the play continue. Now, the infielders benefited from it as the other team went ballistic. 1-2 from Beller. 2-1, 2-out. Frias breaks his bat, grounding down to third base. Winkler handles the rush to third, wins the race. Often you hear about a race to third base, but Winkler beats DeLauder over, steps in the bag unassisted. And on the force at, side retired, John Beller works a scoreless top of the sixth inning. It remains a one-run deficit for the Nuts. Lake County 3, Lansing 2, to the bottom of the sixth inning from Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Courts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Rodney Boone remains on the mound for Lake County, going to the bottom of the sixth inning. And it's the Captains 3, the Lugnuts 2. Coming up to home plate for the Nuts, 3-4-5, near to the order, Susan, Batista Jr., and Perez. Right now, Rodney Boone is at 70 pitches. Nobody warming up in the pen behind him, and he's protecting a one-run lead, 3-2. Lefty deals to the right-handed hitting Susan, 1-for-2 with a triple. Swing and a tapper foul on the big breaking ball to start things. There's a big shout-out to Morgan Matamor, manages the social media for the Lake County Captains. The tweet to begin the night for Lake County, happy Rodney Boone Day to all that celebrate. 0-1. Swing and a miss on the change. Nothing in two. We have seen the best from Boone. He's kept the Lugnuts off balance. Solo tallies in the second and the fifth. 0-2 for Susak. Barely got a piece of that off speed, flicked it foul.
She's pretty creative over there. They've had some fun content this year.
They do their thing. Lake County social media, man. 0-2 for Susan. Ground ball sharply struck. That's fair at the third base side. Difficult play. Frias wings it wide of the bag. Susak avoided it, stepped on the base in time, and he's on. Infield single. And let me tell you, Dion Frias did everything he possibly could with a high arcing throw that he wrist flicked over. He's checking in with everyone. I think Dion is the last person to know that that ball was called fair and not foul.
Yeah, he thought it was foul. I mean, he kind of lollipopped it. It almost seemed like that. I mean, obviously that was the only thing he could get on it, but he didn't think it was fair, so he just kind of chucked it because, and it ended up being a real play.
I wonder. Danny Bautista Jr. swings and misses the first pitch, strike one. Adam, I wonder if we could go back in time. Take your DeLorean. It's very nice. Adam keeps it in good condition. And we let Dion Frias know, this is a fair ball. Would you play it any differently? I wonder if he would. So Zach on. Bautista Jr. bounces right side to his left from and a long way to go. Fires to first, not in time. A second infield single for the Lugnuts. Susak up to second.
Remember the captains last night, Jesse. The way they got back into the game with three runs in the seventh, it started with two infield singles, just as harmless as these. And now the Nuts are in business with the tying and go-ahead run on base.
Rodney Boone is saying, harmless? What do you mean, harmless?
Uh-huh.
Susak at second, Bautista Jr. at first, and nobody up for Junior Perez. Quarter infielders are pinching on a powerful hitter because of the potential of a bunt. So much speed, a good bunt, and he would make it three straight infield singles. And now there is action up in the Lake County pen. Right-hander Magnus Ellerts is warming up. The lefty offers. Perez does push a bunt, right side. One hop to first baseman Bartlett. Looks at second, throws to first, and the out recorded. Dangerously, too, right on the baseline, but Furman took it in. All the while, Perez is retired. Bang, bang at first base. Sacrifice successful. Bautista Jr. up to second as the potential go-ahead run, and over to third base as the potential tying run, Daniel Susak.
Well, I like that. Execute the small ball, move the runners over, and then you hope Jack Winkler, who stung the ball hard twice tonight, can come through.
Yes, he has. 3-2 Lake County. Stepping out of the dugout, third base side, bench coach Kyle Lindquist signals to the defense. Right side of the infield, pinching in, left side playing back of the baseline for the right-handed batting Winkler. 3-2 Cavs. First pitch, down and away, ball one. Adam, in the top half of this inning, I was talking about how the 2022 draft had affected Lake County. Then warming up in the pen, Magnus Ellerts, an 11th rounder from last year's draft. Here's Boone's pitch. Winkler swings and misses the off-speed. Adam mentioned those prior at-bats for Jack. In the second inning, he cranked a Boone offering out onto Home Run Hill, out above the bunting. Second home run of the year. Second time up, crushed one to deep right. Great catch made by DeLauder. 1-1, hangs high. Two balls, one strike. Could not get him to chase the big fastball.
First home run at home this year for Jack, too. That had to feel nice.
By the way, hello to Ari Goldberg-Strassler and Hannah Katkoff tuned in. Second and third, one away. The 2-1. Butt off the hands, foul right side, into the Lugnuts dugout. Be careful, Stephen Thayer. Steve in charge of strength and conditioning for the Nuts.
That Ari guy, watch out for him.
Hello as well to Bobby Strauss checking in via Twitter.
Watch out for that guy too. Big baseball fan.
And a darn fine referee. 2-2 pitch from Rodney Boone. Swinging a pop up by Winkler in the infield, right side. Furman and Bartlett there, Furman the call and the catch. The runners cannot budge. Out number two. By the way, hello to Hayden Stam, the Lugnuts clubhouse manager checking in. And hello to you tuning in wherever you are accompanying us. I see Leanne Cook has checked in, David Lockman, Marsha Bullard, Robert Goldberg-Strassler. We're at the bottom of the sixth inning. Runners are at second and third for the Lugnuts. There's two outs. Hey, Rubiel Anales is 1-for-2. Against the Southpaw Boone. Flat out to deep right field in the second. Single, stole a base, scored the Lugs' second run two innings ago. Initial offering. Ground ball foul left side. Went down and golf that off speed. Strike one. Figure, Adam, we're reaching the end for Boone. Rodney Boone, though, is trying to strand those two infield singles to open up this frame, keep the captains on top 3-2. Deals the 0-1. Bouncer back over Boone. Furman charges, grabs those to first. He's out of the bag with a stretch by Will Bartlett. Inning over. Two singles left in second and third. Rodney Boone works six. We go to the seventh. The score, the Lake County Captains 3, the Lugnuts 2. Adam Jackson is back with the call after this.
All right, crew, let's get it done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the seventh we go. It's a tight one here in Michigan State Capitol. 3-2, the Captains edging the Lugnuts. They will move to their third arm of the night, and Stevie Emanuels takes the hill. A right-hander from Washington. He faces the ready Will Bartlett. First pitch. That's in there, bottom of the zone. Strike one. So Stevie Emanuels has been sharp this year. That fastball has been topping out, mid-90s, pitch, hard hit, out to center field, hanging up, Perez over to his left, coast back, makes the catch. And there's one away.
It was like a box step, in, out, snag it.
Like he should be doing a line dance or something. Yeah. It was very smooth. All right, here's Joe Donovan. Wolverine against Husky here.
The ultimate battle of nature.
Yes, indeed. Two beloved animals, I think. Pitch home. That's inside, down low. Ball one. I think a Husky much more lovable and less aggressive.
More house trained.
Yes, indeed. Less extinct, too. 1-0. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes.
Oh, are Wolverines in danger?
I think they're close. There's not a ton of them left.
That's awful.
Two runs, 8 hits, no errors for Lansing. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Lake County. And we got a baseball in the field, it looks like.
Yep, proposed for listing under the Endangered Species Act.
There you go. 2-0 pitch. On the ground, hard hit towards third. Diving attempt by Winkler. Comes to Muncy, long throw to first. And the play made on Bautista's stretch. Phenomenal from Max Muncy. Winkler went all out on the dive to his left. Muncy grabbed it on a backup and threw from the grass and got it over there just in time to get the Wolverine 2 outs.
The range, the arm strength, and the accuracy. Everything had to be perfect, and it was.
That was splendid from Max Muncy. He's having a great game tonight. Here's Jake Fox. First pitch. Left-hander takes it inside. Ball one. So Jake Garland to John Beller to now Stevie Emanuels, 6'5", 225-pounder from Bellevue, Washington. 1-0 pitch. Fastball just below the knees. 2 balls, no strikes. Steve Emanuel's that fifth-round pick in 2020, which was the last round. He was the last pick. 2-0 pitch. Hard hit on the ground, past the diving first baseman Bautista into right field. Trinkle comes over to pick it up. And there's a base runner with 2 outs. Second hit tonight for Jake Fox. There have not been many 1-2-3 innings tonight for Lake County, despite only having 3 runs. They've been able to consistently get at least 1 base runner outside of the 5th and the 1st. 2 base hits in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 6th, 1 here in the 7th. 3-2 lead in the 7th for the Captains. 2 outs, the pitch home. Comes in tight, maybe a little up. Ball 1 to the lefty, Nate Furman. Jesse, we got big news down the road in the 3-1-3 tonight. Do you see this score by the Athletics?
How about the A's offense?
1-0. That's outside. 2 balls, no strikes. I'll have you know that the Oakland Athletics have not shut out anybody this year until they won 1-0 last night at Comerica Park. And here they are shutting the Tigers out again. It's 12-0 in the D. 2-0. Inside, 3 balls, no strikes. And, you know, some sort of a homecoming for Jordan Diaz, who just got called back up, the former Lansing Lugda, Columbia native. Remember the first pitch he swung at here at Jackson Field a couple of years ago? Deposited onto Home Run Hill. Guy's got a 2-run homer tonight. Diaz, a 3-hit night. He's 3 for 5, scored 3 runs. 2 driven in. Pitch in there, called strike 1.
Did he hit that home run against Lake County?
He might have. Yes, I think he did. I think he did because they opened that year against the Captains. So there you go. Full circle all the way around. 3-1. Shout out to short. Jumping snag by Muncie. Get out of here. Max with a great defensive throw to first to get 1. And a great defensive grab showing off the skills. And that will get us through 6.5. A base runner stranded off to the home half, Lansing trailing 3-2. Up to the bottom of the 7th we go. 3-2, Lake County leading. Brian Buelbas, Clark Elliott, Max Muncy will try against the new man on the mound, the righty, Marcus Ehlers. Magnus Ehlers into the game. First pitch in there, strike 1. So Ehlers, the righty, wears number 26. Pitches against 8, 9, and 1 here, trying to hold the lead. Pitch, swing and a miss. 0-2 on Cuevas. 1-for-2 tonight, but a line out and a single and a stolen base. He's had a good night at the plate. Long hold here from Ellerts as he comes set. Works from the stretch, but the base is clear. The 0-2 pitch. Shot foul. Remains no balls, two strikes. Ellert, 6'5", 225, 22-year-old out of Woodbridge, Virginia. It was the 11th round selection last year out of Florida Southwestern State Junior College. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good-looking slider there. Cuevas couldn't lay off. That's strikeout number one for Ellert. Well, a pretty good outing for Rodney Boone. Much better than the first time around against the Nuts this year. He gave up 5 runs and 2 home runs the first time up. This time, just gave up 2 runs, did give up 8 hits, and 1 solo shot. But did a nice job containing the Lugnut lineup. First pitch, shot the other way, but backing up the shortstop, Tolentino has it on the grass. Rocket throw to first in time. That's a heck of a throw by Milan Tolentino. Goes Max Muncy, anything you can do at short, I can do too. 2 outs.
He needed it. If that was any ticks of velocity slower, that's an infield single for Elliott.
Elliott can move, and he nearly beat that out. Speaking of Max Muncy, here he is. 3-2, captains leading. The pitch, down low, ball one. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Lake County. 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Lansing. Base is clear. Max got a home run last night. 1-0. Up high, 2 balls, no strikes. He was in a 3-0 count before he hit into a sacrifice fly in his last at bat. Double in the first, double in the third for Muncy tonight. 4 extra base hits last 2 nights. 2-0. Swing and a miss. That one cut up above the zone. He is swinging with force right now. That second double he had was a rocket off the left field wall out there that goes up 23 feet tall. 2-1. Hammered out to right center field. Fox is going back towards the alley, circling, and that ball is caught last second by DeLauder, who comes over. DeLauder again snagging it last moment. He did that to Jack Winkler earlier, and he got it on the track on a long fly to the deepest part of the park. And that will do it for the 7th inning. We'll answer that trivia question when we come back in the 8th. 3-2, though, Lake County leads.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith. Loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the top of the 8th, we move. 3-2 lead for Lake County. Lugnuts going to need a little comeback tonight, but first Stevie Emanuels to the bump again. First pitch to Milan Tolentino. Shot the other way, past the dive, up Muncy into left field. So Tolentino is aboard for the first time after he had that great play defensively moments ago. So one on, nobody out, and we wanted to answer that trivia question we gave you In the fourth inning, it was about Ricky Henderson. On this day back in 1993, we had mentioned in a doubleheader with the Oakland Athletics, he did something that hadn't been accomplished in 60 years. What was the accomplishment? What did he do? Chase DeLauder steps in. The pitch? DeLauder's done a lot of things tonight. That one bends him inside. Ball one. DeLauder with three hits, two singles, a double, two runs scored, and a couple of magnificent catches out in right field, including the last to Rob Muncy of extra bases. 1-0 pitch. Twisted up in the air. Foul, third base side, out of play. Jesse, we get any answer attempts tonight?
Not only answer attempts, correct answers. Homered in his first at-bat in both games of a doubleheader, writes three different folks, Leon Cook, Chip Pollard, Robert Goldberg Strassler.
How about that? Great job, guys. Throw back to first in trouble, and caught is Tolentino. Bautista snagged him. Emmanuel's caught him leaning, and the bases are clear, one away.
Second runner picked off first base by Stevie Emmanuel's already this year. And he's barely appeared in any games for the Lugnuts.
You can see why, though. What a great move over to first base. Now Chase DeLauder, best case scenario, bats with the bases clear. 1-1. That's a little bit down low. 2-1. Maybe I didn't need to give the offensive hint to the fans and the listeners. They had it no problem with Ricky Henderson. 2-1. High hopper, check swing to second, backing up on Hales on the grass, throws to first in time, two outs. So yes, all three correct answers. Ricky Henderson this day back in 1993, he opened both games of a doubleheader with a homer and was the first player to accomplish that in 60 years. Quite the feat that's hard to do in one game, let alone do it in two games in the same day.
Greatest leadoff hitter in baseball history.
Outstanding. Pitch, hard hit, back up the middle, and that is through for a single for Joe Lampe. Been a great five-hole hitter tonight. Now 2-for-3, has reached three times. Two hits and an HBP. He's got a single and a double. The captain's getting a great performance from DeLauder, who's got three hits. Lampe, who's got two hits. Fox has two hits at the top. And this man coming up has the big two-run swing. A homer in the fourth. That has put the captains in front so far for good. We're up 3-2. It's Jorge Burgos. The pitch. That twists up and gets off the glove of Susak to the backstop. Over to second base. Goes Lampe on the wild pitch.
Adam, something to keep an eye on. The contact against Emmanuel's has been hard. Remember Max Muncy, two great plays in the seventh inning around the hard single by Fox. And now here in this eighth inning, Tolentino, Lampe, hard contact.
Let's see if Emmanuel's can bounce back from and get that final out and try and keep this a one-run game. 1-0 pitch. Slides inside. Two balls, no strikes. And take a peek back at what Lansing has done tonight on the hill. Garland started, went five innings, gave up three runs, all earned, five hits. Now homer did have three strikeouts. You love the line of no walks. Lansing has not walked a batter tonight. The 2-0. That's across the plate. Fastball, strike one. And it was John Beller. Came in for just an inning. Gave up just one hit, but nothing else. Didn't get a walk. Didn't get a strikeout. And that's given way to Stevie Emmanuels, who's now pitching in his second inning of work. A right-hander comes home. Swinging a foul tip. Two balls, two strikes. Emmanuels has given up three singles so far, but he's trying to work around all of them between the last two innings and keep this a one-run game. And with the late magic that the Nuts have showed this year, especially at home, they certainly feel good about their chances down by just a run with two more at-bats to go, if needed. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He chased it upstairs. Burgos tried to hold up. He couldn't. And Emmanuels has his first strikeout. He strands Lampe with the base hit at second. We're off to the home half of the eighth, 3-2, Lake County in Lansing.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
We're back here for the bottom of the eighth inning. Caden Trenkel steps to the plate. Lansing trailing 3-2 as they face the righty, Mangus Allers. First pitch on the outside corner, strike one. Mangus Allers, taking over for Rodney Boo. A 1-2-3 seventh inning, thanks to great defense by shortstop Milan Tolentino. The pitch, checked it, and Trenkel offered from the left side, 0-2. Lansing got their run in the second, a solo shot from Winkler, and then a sac fly from Muncy in the fifth. Their two runs tonight, nothing since. 0-2 pitch. Trenkel shoots it up, back towards the sweets. Out of play. Remains 0-2. Mr. Trenkel had a big-time swing last night. Deposited up onto the berm in right center field. His third home run this year and his 13th RBI. 0-2, and shot back off the net. That gave Lansing the insurance they needed. The lead had been cut from 6-1 to 6-4 in the seventh. Trenkel made it 7-4, and they would win 7-4 on 7-4, just like they did on 7-4 last year. 0-2, pop back our way, and again, off the facing of the Swedes. 0-2. What do you think, Jesse? Early odds in for 7-4, 2024. We think 7-4, Nuts win. We know they'll be home.
Now, you have to account for inflation. But yes, I think that the odds are good.
I think so, too. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Michael went down on an E to try and get it. And there is the second strikeout for Ellers.
That's filthy.
Yeah, that's not much fun right there. Looks like it's coming across the plate and then dips low and inside. Ties the hands up. And so with one out, it's Daniel Susak's turn. Righty on righty here, the first pitch. Bottom of the zone, strike one. 3-2, Lake County leading, bottom eight. Base is clear, one away. Nuts trying to inject some energy into the crowd here. They have been taken out of it a little bit with how good the captains have pitched. This toss is fouled back, 0-2. Couple that with a lazier crowd on a day after a huge holiday in the States to celebrate America's birthday. 11,000 plus yesterday, biggest crowd in a decade here. 0-2. It's outside. One ball, two strikes. Not only the biggest crowd here in a decade, a top 10 crowd currently in all of minor league baseball. Pretty remarkable what this community can do. 1-2 pitch. Ooh, that comes inside. Buzzes back. Susak. Two balls, two strikes. Biggest crowd that Jackson Field has had since the renovations. the 2014-15 season. 2-2. Going outside. Three balls, two strikes. Didn't know that it was going to happen, but you could feel a sense of there may be a chance with the fans that we had seen and the crowds we had seen a few weeks ago when Lansing was last home, and hearing that Lower Bowl had been sold out 2 days prior. 3-2. That's in there, called strike three. Susak knew it. Got the outside corner, and that's his second strikeout tonight. Second straight strikeout for Magnus Ellers.
Just locked him up. I think Daniel Susak was thinking about that wicked slider, and instead he surprised him with the fastball.
Sometimes it's mind games, and the pitchers, you sequence it right, it'll work out. Here's Danny Bautista. First pitch, it's inside. Ball one. Bautista with a flyout, a ground out, and a single. He has one home run this year. It came on the road. The pitch, that's down low. Two balls, no strikes. If Bautista gets out, the Nuts would then have 5, 6, and 7. Junior Perez, Jack Winkler, and A. Rebio Angeles do up the last at bat in the ninth. Hitters count, though. 2-0. Hits the bottom of the zone. Strike one. Nice pitch right there from Ellers. Lake County got their run in the second, as did Lansing, and then the Captains retook the lead with a two-run homer in the fourth from Burgos. 2-1. Shot out to right field. DeLauder coming over with room, and he makes the catch. A step into foul territory as he loses his cap. Another fine grab by Chase DeLauder. He's been all over the place tonight on anything hit out in his vicinity. And the Nuts go down quietly in the eighth, which means we head to the final frame. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes the mic when we return. Captains in front, 3-2.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Brock Whittlesey is in for the Lugnuts. His job, keep this a one-run deficit. Lake County 3, Lansing 2. We have not seen any runs scored for either squad since the sacrifice fly by Max Muncy in the bottom of the fifth brought the Lugnuts within a run. For the Caps, 1 in the second, 2 in the fourth on a Jorge Burgos 2-run homer. The Lugnuts 1 in the second, 1 in the fifth. Brock Whittlesey to Dion Frias. Switch hitter turns around, bats left. And he was fooled on the first pitch, a slider for strike one. Frias, Bartlett, Donovan, 7-8-9 against the righty Whittlesey from New Mexico State. Offers off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Whittlesey replaces Stevie Emanuels, who gives the Lugnuts two more scoreless innings. 5 appearances, 9 innings for Emanuels in his return. The 1-1 is fouled away off the left side. Strike two for Frias. Back to Stevie. 9 innings. He allowed 3 hits today, so 6 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. 10 strikeouts for Emanuels. Riddle sees 1-2. Fastball hit high in the air out to right field. Caden Trenkle to his left, front of the track, now comes in to make the two-hand snag. Frias is at number one. Whittlesey comes in. Appearance number 23 of the year, now 30 and one-third innings pitched. 17 walks, 24 strikeouts. He takes on the number 8 hitter, Will Bartlett. Righty offers to righty. Bartlett takes the fastball high, 0-1. Next offer, down and away. Bartlett is 0-for-3 with a couple of fly outs to center and one swinging strikeout. 2-0. Inside. Whittlesey's fastball right now, 92 miles per hour, thereabouts. But he's well behind Bartlett, 3 balls and 0 strikes. On the 3-0. Bartlett taking all the way, and it's high for ball 4. That right there, that is the first walk drawn by a Lake County captain in this game. It brings up Joe Donovan, the number 9 hitting catcher, a native of Clarendon Hills, Illinois. 1-on, 1-out, Lugnuts down 3-2. The pitch, swing and a miss on the slider, strike 1. When Brock Whittlesey is on the mound, a double play ball is always a possibility. Bartlett edges away from first, strike 1 pitch, down and away, another slider, 1-ball, 1-strike. Let's say Whittlesey hypothetically did throw a double play ball. That would be his 8th of the year, and that would lead the Lugnuts. Right now he's in a 3-way tie with 7 double plays induced. A ball and a strike. Pitch coming in. Again outside. Ball 2. Donovan replaced Richard Paz, the catcher, making his Midwest League debut, who grounded out to first base his first time and was injured leaving the batter's box. In fact, never did leave the batter's box. We hope that he's all right. A 2-1. Misses inside for ball 3. Donovan at first, facing Jake Garland, grounded out to second base in the 5th inning. Then taking on Stevie Emanuel, grounded out to shortstop in the 7th inning on a fine play made by Max Muncy. Here he is in the 9th. Bartlett at first, 1-out. Advantageous count, but first the pickoff, though, over. A blind tag by Batista Jr., but Bartlett got back in.
Well, you know, it's been a couple days since a double play ball.
Has.
I feel like they've been sitting on number 69 for a while now, trying to get that even 70th.
3-1 pitch. That's right in there on the inside corner. Fastball for Whittlesey from a called strike 2. By the way, the other two pitchers, Adam, who have coached 7 double plays this year, Yoel Bastel Rosario and Mitch Myers, the starters. Hale. Line drive base hit hooked to left field. Clark Elliott to his right, over to play. Bartlett a wide turnaround second base, puts it in reverse, right back to the bag. A single by Donovan.
See, Joe Donovan was trying to go for the old double play.
In this case, take off that play. The only problem was the play made by Elliott to stop that ball from getting to the wall. Otherwise, that would have been 2 bases.
No doubles on that play.
No doubles defense. So now bring up the left-handed hitting center fielder Jake Fox against righty Whittlesey. Fox is 2-for-4 with 2 singles. 2-on, 1-out, first pitch. Whittlesey misses outside, ball 1. When we go to the bottom of the 9th inning, we know that Lake County will bring a lead. We don't know of how many runs. They're up 3-2 right now. The pitch. Fox takes a cold strike in the inside corner. We do know that the Lugnuts batters do are Perez, Winkler, and Angeles. Those are dangerous batters when you're trying to protect a one-run lead. There is action in the captain's pen. The pitch. Strike 2 called on the inside corner. One and two on Fox. Bartlett at second, Donovan at first. 1-2. A swing and a high pop-up. A fly ball actually into center field. Perez spreading his arms wide. Trots forward to make the catch. And that's out number 2.
That's a big out right there, Jesse. Went right after Fox got behind 1-0, but then pounded the strike zone. And now you're an out away from keeping this a one-run game and giving your offense their best possible chance to come back in this one.
Adam, I want us to standardize some body language. If you see an outfielder spread their arms wide, what does that mean to you?
I got it.
To me, sometimes that means I don't know where it is. Junior Perez spread those arms wide, and no troubles.
I think you got to watch if the hands are faced upward or downward.
Right,
that's
so the
difference.
Palms.
Yes.
Palms down, no worries. Palms up, worry.
Palms are sweaty, either way.
Mom's spaghetti. Bartlett at second, Donovan at first, two outs. 3-2 caps. Here's Nate Furman, the pitch. Strike one called right down the middle at 93. Furman is 0-4. The deal. Fouled up into the screen. Strike two on the off speed. Third baseman Winkler off his line, maybe three steps back of the baseline. Right side of the infield with the left-handed batting Furman up is deep. First baseman Batista Jr. is right on his line. 3-2 caps. 0-2 pitch. Up high and outside. Didn't tempt him. Captain's wearing their baby blues. For Nate Furman, the baby blue wrist tape as well. Black bat in hand. That bouncing up and down. Whittles his pitch. Very high again. Ball two.
I'd like you go right after him here. 189 average. Two guys on base. You got to force it each bag. Let your defense help you out.
Bartlett runs fairly well at second. A 2-2 is outside on the count is full. On the mat on deck is Milan Tolentino, and you know who's up after him.
I don't think you want to see Tolentino either. That guy hit the ball real hard in his last at bat.
Yes, he did. Well, action pitch. Payoff. Skied in the infield. On the left side for the shortstop, Muncy. Max dances to his left to make the catch. Let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning. A walk, a single, two left, no runs for the captains, and the top half. The Lugnuts have 6 walk-off wins this year. 2 of them came against Lake County. They're down 3-2. The bottom of the ninth inning is next.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Arizona State Sun Devil, Tyler Thornton, is now in for Lake County. The captains 3, the Lugnuts 2, to the bottom of the ninth inning from Michigan State Capitol. Thornton will take on 5, 6, and 7, and Perez Winkler, and Angeles. Lugnuts won yesterday 7-4. Lake County is looking to strike back. Tyler Thornton this year has blown only one save. 7-8. Adam, you're looking over his numbers.
Some walks in there, Jesse. I know if you put it in play, just 126 against him, and he's a big strikeout guy, obviously. 50 strikeouts in 25 innings, that's remarkable. But he does walk some batters. That may be the path forward here.
He deals to Junior Perez. Righty to righty. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. If I may, let me take you back to May the 21st. You remember that day? Perez, by the way, 0-2 today with a sacrifice. Thornton out of the stretch, offers up high and outside. May 21st, the Lugnuts and the Captains, the finale, a Sunday. Tyler Thornton took over in the bottom of the ninth inning in a 2-2 game. One out, he walked Clark Elliott, who stole second. With two outs, Campos brought him in to win the game. 1-1. Off the outside corner, two balls and a strike on Junior.
Well, that outcome sounds just fine to me.
Thornton replaces Magnus Ellerts. A 2-1 pitch. Up and inside, nearly hit him. Ball three.
Jesse, you know as well as I do, you let this guy on base, he is excellent at swiping bags, and you can be aggressive trying to get him in scoring position.
Thornton's 3-1. Popped up right side, heading foul, and this baseball's out of play. Catcher Donovan, a closer look, but off into the seating bowl. Count is full on Perez. Jack Winkler waiting on deck, homered earlier today. A pale pitch. On its way. Line drive off a broken bat, shallow center field. Fox comes in for the sliding catch. One down.
Man, heck of a play. I tell you what, this outfield tonight has made some great plays between Jake Fox and Chase DeLauder. They've tracked down some difficult balls, and that, the difference, just a couple of inches of Lansing getting the tying run aboard and a speedster on base as well.
So now Winkler, one out bottom of the ninth, 3-2 Captains. Righty versus righty. The offering, fouled away to the right. His first time up, Jack Winkler took the starter Rodney Boone deep to home run hill. Round tripper number two of the year. The second time up, he flied out to very deep right. This is what Adam was talking about. DeLauder made a fine catch. Thornton kicks, deals. Up high, slider.
Been a good night at the plate, though, as you mentioned. Hasn't gotten aboard each time, but he had two strikeouts last night. Everything put in play tonight.
A one ball, one strike, break even. Fouled off the hands to the right.
That's what happened to him the last time, Jesse. He got sawed off inside, popped it up with runners on base to second, like you mentioned, and... You got to try and square one up here. Easier said than done against this guy. He's been great.
One out, nobody on. Last of the ninth inning. The set. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Fastball right there. Thornton's first strikeout at two down in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Yeah, just fooled him. Was looking for something else. He got the heater, and that's a perfect pitch right there.
It reminds me of Daniel Susak's strikeout looking against Magnus Ellerts with a fastball middle. So it's A. Ribeiro is trying to keep the Lugnuts alive. Two outs, nobody on. Down 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth. Pitch. Hits it high and deep down the left field line, but foul off the netting from that bouncing back. It had home run distance. He turned on it. He turned on it early. No balls, one strike. Second baseman right up the middle. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Popped up, and this ball gets fouled. Drifting back into the seats. Nothing in two. Lugnuts are down to their very last strike.
This is where, though, in the last couple of weeks, Rebiel on Lace, he's improved with a two-strike approach. Let's see if he can put it into play here and stay alive.
One for three today with a single and a deep fly out. 0-2. He swings it, grounds a base hit to right field. Chase DeLauder gets it in. Anales on with a two-out Oppo single. And there's the potential game-tying run.
That's what we talked about, right? I mean, two strikes early in the year. Anales struggled. He sometimes chased out of the zone. Sometimes a little bit too aggressive. Maybe took strike three. That time, didn't try and do too much. Two strikes, shorten up the swing, just take it where the ball is, and he punches it through, keeps this game alive.
So it's Brian Wilbas who steps in, who already this year has a walk-off two-run homer for the Nuts. Righty to righty, he takes the fastball up and away. Wilbas supplied the Lugnuts' seventh and most recent walk-off win. June 17th to beat Peoria in the 10th inning. Here at the bottom of the ninth, two outs. A ball, one pitch from Thornton. On its way. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him.
That was a home run hack right there. Brian Wilbas unleashed everything on that pitch. He's looking for home run number three.
He is one for three with a single today. 3-2, Lake County the lead, two outs. Here's the pitch. Fastball is high.
I mean, again, Lansing locks in the ninth. They do not go down easily, especially here at home. Another great at-bat, showcased here by Wilbas.
Anales is short lead at first base. A hitter's pitch on 2-1. Here it comes. High for ball three. Thornton has allowed three home runs this season. He and the captains are looking for the game's final out. Tying run at first, two gone. The 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. After a second straight batter, the captains are one strike away.
Okay, and this is where your approach changes again. He took two big hacks trying to hit home runs. Now you got to shorten it up, and you got to have a good eye here. Don't chase and end the game.
3-2 and two out. Anales is in motion. A payoff. Fouled away in the air off the right side.
It's a great job by Wilbas. Again, shorten it up, get a piece, stay alive, see another pitch.
Let's say that this pitch that he receives is out of the zone. That would move the tying run into scoring position. It would put the winning run on for Clark Elliott. Wedding on deck, the nine hitter. First, a payoff pitch to Wilbas. Anales running, here it is. Swing and a miss. Thornton strikes him out, and this ball game is over. Lake County takes game two of the six-game series. The final score, the captains 3. And the Lugnuts, too.
Well, you give Lake County a ton of credit. I mean, they lost a tough one in a frenzy last night, 11,000-plus. They gave up 7 runs, got jumped for 5 runs in the third. They came back tonight and pitched the heck out of the baseball. Only allowed 2 runs. They did give up 9 hits, but did a great job of stranding Lansing's runners. And a team that has struggled to play this year and pick up wins and has struggled specifically early on in the second half. Well-deserved victory for Lake County tonight.
The captains improved to 3-8, and 34-42 overall for the year. The Lugnuts fall to 4-7, 35-41 for the season. So, Adam, we go from the 4th of July atmosphere to the dog days of summer atmosphere, and tomorrow night, the Coors Light Thirsty Thursday atmosphere for the third game of this series.
Sounds like one of my favorite snacks, a sandwich.
That's what's coming up tomorrow night. We anticipate the starting pitching matchup of the lefty Steve Hadger. Adam, where did he go to school?
That's a great question.
Michigan.
Yeah, that would have been my guess.
Remember him?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I do not.
Oh.
We're going to remember him tomorrow, though, see what he's got. And, hey, listen, this has been a good series. Lansing took game one yesterday without a fight from Lake County, and then captains were able to stave off a couple of rallies tonight from the Nuts. So, rubber match of the first half of the series coming up tomorrow night.
Jose DiCocheo will start for the Lugnuts, 7:05 p.m. $2 domestic drafts, $5 craft drafts on a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday tomorrow. Go to LansingLugNuts.com and get your tickets. That'll be, as Adam said, Game 3, Game 4, Game 5, Game 6, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday and Saturday, LabCube fireworks shows. Friday night, Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame night, the inductions of Fred Decker and Danny Littweiler. Saturday night, Paige Fentz Giants night. Oh, by the way, Adam, you've got a bobblehead right over there next to you.
I do.
Got a bobblehead giveaway coming up this weekend. I believe on Friday night. We'll check that. And then Sunday, the Capital City Market Kids Day. And that will start up at 1.05 p.m. before we roll into the All-Star break. And we step aside, we get a breather, we get right back to it. Lugnuts ball to Lake County 3-2. Adam, any final thoughts?
Nope, I'm just going to come thirsty for some baseball tomorrow, Jesse.
I would also add, Chase DeLauder, great game for Lake County. Max Muncy offensively, defensively. Fine game for the Lugnuts and the losing cause. Jack Winkler, the home run. Jorge Burgos, the deciding home run for the Captains.
It was a good game tonight. It was the outcome the Lugnuts were hoping for. But again, you tip your cap to the Captains, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Tip your cap to the Captains, huh?
Yeah, cap to the cap. Mm.
Well, the Captains made it happen. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's wishing you well. From Jackson Field in Lansing, Michigan, go Nuts.